So the lonely goat herd is now the lonely ego. Out of the mine came a big projection. You're guilty, and you're guilty, and you're guilty too. Guilty of what? It doesn't matter. You're guilty, and you're guilty too. I said you're guilty. You're really guilty. You're really guilty. It must be true. And of course, the nuns were convinced that Maria was the problem, but we know that eventually we have to look in the mirror at our own role that we play in all this, our investment in the ego. How do you solve a problem like the ego? How do you catch your fears and pin them down? How do you find a word to define ego? A deceiver, a distractor, a clown. Oh, how do you solve a problem like the ego? Know that it's the only problem around. So climb every mountain as night. Now, don't climb every mountain. Don't climb every mountain. Don't search high and low. Don't follow every byway or every path you know. Don't climb every mountain. Don't ford every stream. Don't follow every rainbow, or you'll never leave this dream. So favorite things is now my ego's favorite things. Darkness and terror and utter destruction. Sickness and death and slowing down for road construction. Geese that can't fly with oil spill coated wings. These are my ego's favorite things. A flesh-eating virus and thoughts of self-hatred. Churches set fire because nothing is sacred. Silver white winters that never melt into springs. These are my ego's favorite things. When the ego bites, when the ego stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember these are not my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. And all props come from my kid's toy box. So who could forget the star-crossed lovers under the gazebo in the rainstorm? As they were so entangled in love, yes. I am separate, and you are separate. How else could it ever be? Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. What a calamity. I need someone much, much wiser telling me what to do. Maybe I should listen to spirit. Yes? Take care of you. Okay. Now we're starting to see like spirit sees with rose-colored glasses. Spiritual sight, spiritual sight. Now I'm finally believing that you were right and I was right. It's a new way of seeing. Blossom of love, may you bloom and grow forever. Spiritual sight, spiritual sight, extending blessings forever. Okay, now we're moving beyond form, beyond props, because I couldn't think of any more props. F F-O-R-G-I-V-E. Yes, it's time that we forgive. F-O-R-G-I-V-E. Let it all go and forgive. Or you can count your grievances, and you can even call them sins. But it's not really possible to sin. And that brings us one again. F-O-R-G-I-V-E, no more sin. So long, farewell, our fear is finally gone. We feel the peace, we know it won't be long. We're glad to know that death is a big fat lie. We flit, we fleet, we flee, we fly. Goodbye to our fear. Goodbye. Let's all cheer. Goodbye. Last one, the big finish. Heaven is alive with the sound of miracles. Not one note was missed in the symphony. Love fills our hearts. No one is excluded. There's never a lack, and we have no need. If I dream of a hell where my heart is lonely, I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of miracles. And I'll sing once more. Heaven is alive with the sound of miracles.